96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. After Monday's huge drop on the stock market, a lot of people were concerned about their retirement savings. But most financial experts will tell you it's often the day-to-day spending that can really get you in trouble. And one of those things we spend a lot of money on is birthday celebrations. The more friends we have, the more we spend. Well, tonight we're asking, should you have to pay for your meal when attending someone's birthday dinner? My guest is Michelle Singletary, financial columnist and writer of The Color of Money at The Washington Post. Lines are open. I want to hear from you about this. A lot of people commenting on my Facebook page about this today. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Hey, Michelle, Happy New Year. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, and Happy New Year to you as well.
Great, great. Okay, what prompted you to write this article about going broke attending these birthday celebrations?
Well, my husband was invited to a retirement party, and we were talking about it, and it was someone he very dear to him. And he said, yeah, and they are charging me $30. I was like, what do you mean they're charging $30? They were charging them for the meal and a percentage of the cost for the venue for the retirement party. And I was
wow.
Like, this is just outrageous. So I'm done. I am not, you know, I'm not going to parties anymore that I'm invited to because guests don't pay. So I wanted to start this, you know, protest called hashtag guests with an S, don't pay, because etiquette says that when you're invited to a celebration as a guest, you don't pay. But this trend now that people have celebrations at restaurants and catering halls, and they charge their guests. And I'm just like, I'm done with this. I mean, I love you. I'll send you a card. Love to celebrate your moments, but I'm not going to pay for things. And I call it hosting above your means. And basically, and for me, it's indicative of our American culture of doing things that we can't afford and expecting somebody else to help cover the cost. I mean, how many of us been to weddings and they, like, you know, pleading for people to help go on a website to help pay for the honeymoon? And don't bring gifts, just bring money so we can help pay for the wedding. And, I mean, that's just not, it's rude and it's tacky. And I just think we need to all say stop. Just have what you can afford.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking, because it seems to be a newer trend, depending on how old you are and, you know, the kind of, you know, people that are your friends. As you said, you know, traditionally, if you are invited to someone's celebration, whatever it happens to be, it could be a birthday, it could be, you know, perhaps a retirement or something like that, you're right, you don't pay. Now, are there circumstances under which you believe you should pay?
Well, first of all, the whole generational thing, because apparently this blew up. You know, people are posting on their Facebook and people are having arguments with people over it. I mean, I didn't know. I just was saying, I'm not doing this anymore.
but hold on, Michelle. Let me. Okay. You just said you're not. Michelle, if you could get anything for free, you would. So you don't count.
You know, it's so funny because a lot of people think about that me. They use the word miser with me. But the fact of the matter is I'm a very generous person. I want to spend my money on things that have a value. And that's not to say celebrations don't have a value, but I'm saving to send my kids to college. You know, I tithe at my church. You know, I want my money to go the long haul. But in this area, even though, you know, I'm definitely frugal and I'm, you know, I'm trying to get the best for my money, I'm just saying that if I'm a guest, you shouldn't be charging me. And if you can't afford to have this party, then just have something, you know, simple at your house with a couple people. Or if you're going to bring them out to a restaurant with just enough people that you can afford the check. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And again, one of the main reasons I wrote this is because I'm really concerned about this culture of doing more than you can afford. Now, as it goes to young folks, they, you know, lots of blogs, young folks are like, oh, this woman don't know what she's talking about. She don't know. This is a new thing that, you know, when you go to a restaurant, you can't expect people to pay for your meal. This is, there's a difference. If there's a bunch of you say, hey, let's go out, go to the restaurant, and so-and-so's birthday, let's just go, you know, that's a little different. But if I'm getting an invitation and saying, come be my guest, that's something a little different. And that's ageless. Class is ageless.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tonight we're asking, should you have to pay for your meal when attending someone's birthday celebration? Where do you draw the line when it comes to paying for a birthday celebration? Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Okay, so someone's already inboxed me on my Facebook page and is saying, Rosetta says, this is a true topic of having caviar taste with fish stick means. Is that true?
I think it is true. And there's a lot of people listening right now. They're scared to call, or they're like, I don't know what she's talking about. Because that right now, people are fuming that they got an invitation, and people are like, well, you know, bring $20 or bring $30. Or we just had the Super Bowl, and people were saying, like, they had a Super Bowl party, and they were asking people to bring money to help offset the food. See, no, that's not, no. If you have a Super Party and you can't afford to host folks, then you just have your hoagie by yourself with your boo and your dog. Because that means you can't afford to have a Super Bowl party. You could be asking people to bring money. And now the thing is, well, you can't show up without something if you're invited to a dinner. That's crazy, too. If you invite me and I offer to bring something, and you say, sure, or I bring it out of the generosity of my heart, but there shouldn't be no requirement that you bring something when you're asked to someone's dinner.
Well, okay, but hold on. I've got to go to the phone lines, and folks are blowing up my Facebook page. I've got a lot to share with you about this. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Brian, calling from Laurel. What's on your mind, Brian? What do you say?
Yeah, so I feel like if you're going to have a birthday celebration or something like that, that requires, like, for us to come to a restaurant and we have to pay for our own food.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're not getting a gift. But if it's something that is free and food will be served for free, then I think people should at least bring a gift.
Mm-hmm. So, Brian,
if you're hosting at an expensive restaurant and the meal is $40, $50, you're probably not getting a gift, especially if somebody has a spouse. So that's like $100 there. And don't bring your kids. That's even more money. So, yeah, the chance of you getting a gift is slim to none.
See, Brian, you've got a lot of moving parts there. let us say, for example, that the dinner is the gift. If you are invited, okay, do you expect to pay? Let's say that, you know, Sally's husband calls you because you're his boy, and he says, hey, Brian, I want to invite you to Sally's 50th birthday party. But everybody's expected to pay. Do you bristle at that, or do you say no problem?
Well, if that's my boy, if that's like my best friend or something, I'm going to go ahead and bite the bullet and come and pay.
Okay. All right.
I'm not bringing you a gift, though.
Okay. Well, Brian, thank you so much. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Natalie, calling from Oxon Hill. Thanks for calling, Natalie. What's on your mind?
I work for the federal government, and they have these retirement parties all the time in which they ask you to bring money. I mean, you know, to donate towards it. It's like you can't even come without giving this money. So I don't go to any of them at all.
Wow.
I'm old school, and I'm of the opinion, if you have a party, then you host that party.
Okay.
You know, I bring a gift, but I'm not paying to come to a party. So that's my position on that.
Okay.
I'm with you, Natty. I'm out. Love you, but I'm out. Tap out. I'm serious, like, because we need to stop this. And I get that, you know, government rules and, you know, managers can't pay for stuff or you know, there's all these kind of rules and things going on. That's fine. But if that person who's retiring wants a party, then that person hosts and they invite those who they want to have at their party that they can afford. But this idea that you got to bring a check is wrong. And now, if your boy or girl invites you to a birthday party and you pay, the whole gift thing, I'm not so sure. We're sort of trading off you know, on etiquette rules. Like, if you want, no gift is ever required. I don't understand what this thing is. It's like you got to pay a ransom to go to events. You actually should be able to go to a wedding and not bring a gift. It is nice, but not required, because your presence should be the presence.
Uh-huh.
And especially, well, I'm not going to get into that, because I'm going to get in trouble if I say what I'm about to say.
Oh, dear. Well, before you say that, because I've got to share something else. I've got all of these inboxes now. But Raynell says, it's cheap to tell your friends they aren't worth $50 to celebrate. She says, hashtag no class, no thanks.
Oh, that's crazy. So now what you're saying is that there's a price on your friendship. So let's reverse that. So if I'm your friend and I don't want to pay $50 because, say, it's not in my budget, so somehow I'm not a friend anymore, that is absolutely crazy. There should be no price on your friendship. And there's a lot of pressure on people to do things, friends, family members. If I'm, you know, if in every other respect I'm there in your life, mm-hmm. you know, I'm there for you, you can count on me, but I don't want to pay $50 because that's my $50. I work really hard, and I don't want to celebrate it that way. And you can't pay to host me at your celebration, then that's on you, and I don't want you a friend. I mean, what she just said was absolutely 100% wrong. I run a financial program at my church, you know, First Baptist Church of Glen Arden, mm-hmm. got to give them a shout out, and I try to get them to work against these kind of, you know, the things that the world tells us that's the right thing, like, oh, you don't love me if you don't come to my destination wedding. How could you not sacrifice? Because I don't have the money, and I have to pay for my retirement, and I got kids to put through college, and I want to pay off my mortgage before I retire. And listen, you can come over to my house and we can sit down and we can hug and love on each other, and don't cost neither one of us anything.
Oh, boy. Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about paying for your meal when you're attending someone's birthday celebration. How do you feel about that? Should you pay? Should the host pay for this meal? We're going to get into it a little bit more, but lines are open. I want to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Please, if you're on the phone, please do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, channel 141. You will be able to hear the program, so please stay with us. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we're asking, should you have to pay for your meal when attending someone's birthday celebration? Could attending so many of these birthday celebrations where you are required to pay make you broke? Well, my guest is Michelle Singletary, financial columnist and writer of The Color of Money at The Washington Post. Lines are open if you want to get in on the conversation at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Betty, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Betty. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind?
Yes.
If you're coming to a party and you're my guest, if I'm having it at a restaurant, you're coming to celebrate me. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't matter what you have to pay. Your love for me covers your bill. That's why you're there. You're for my comfort, not the restaurant. So money shouldn't be an issue at all.
Betty. Money shouldn't be an issue for who? For the guest?
It shouldn't be an issue for the guest.
I see.
Because I'm coming because I love you. I want to be in company with you. I want to celebrate your birthday or whatever it is with you. So money shouldn't be an issue. If you want to be with me, it doesn't matter. I love you.
Why don't you pay for the birthday party? Because you're hosting the birthday party.
Why would I pay for a birthday party if I'm wanting you to come and you love me?
Because you friendship don't come with a cost, Betty.
You're not coming for the food. I'm celebrating you.
So then celebrate it at your house because you clearly cannot afford a birthday party.
I'm celebrating the person.
Then the person can call you or come over to your house and not spend money because the person
is not the issue.
But hold on, Betty. Let's talk about, I understand the philosophy, okay? But I'm sure that, how old are you, Betty? Let me ask.
I'm 50.
You're 50. So that means you've lived long enough to have all kinds of friends, right?
All kinds of friends.
Some that are working, some that are not. Some that are struggling, some that are not. And so,
right.
And so if, say, for example, one of your closest friends, and you know that he or she is struggling, and you decide to have this birthday dinner, and you know that it would be difficult for them to afford to pay, would you hold that against them?
No, I would not, because if I'm their friend and they love me, or if they're my family member, you coming. I'll pay for it. I know your pocketbook. I'm going to make sure you're there with me because you love me. If you don't want to come, then that's a different story.
Okay.
But if you want to come celebrate for me, my money is your money.
I see. Okay. Well, Betty, thank you so much. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Ronald calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Ronald. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Harold?
I'm doing just fine.
I agree along with the lady who making the statement. You should not have to pay. People are always reaching for things and doing things they know, trying to reverse it and then make it seem bad for the person who giving it. I think you should not have to pay if you invited to a wedding or a birthday party or a retirement party. No, should not have to pay out your pocket. It should be included. You should just show up, let it be that.
Okay. Well, there you go, Ronald. Thank you so much. Now, here's the thing, Michelle. Several, and this has happened to me on several occasions, and I'm kind of more traditional. You know, one of my high school buddies, and we have, you know, similar careers. Several years ago, I think it was for his 40th birthday party, and his wife, invited me, and it was at a really high-end place. They reserved a room and the entire bit. Now, as my mother would say, they have a couple of quarters, okay? With that said, there were probably about 20 people there. They paid for the entire evening. And to be quite honest, I'm quite sure that that birthday celebration, as intimate as it was not cheap. I would venture to say it probably cost about $2,500, okay? With that said, another one of my buddies, when he turned 40, his wife also invited me to his event, and it was at a restaurant off of Wisconsin Avenue, Italian restaurant, and they had a set menu. She paid for everything. The only thing that she did not pay for was the drinks. And she said everyone has to pay for their drinks. Your thoughts about that?
Well, I think this is not me, Michelle. I mean, I looked at etiquette experts across the board. There was not a single etiquette expert that would say that the drink part was appropriate. Certainly pay for the meals. If you don't want, and I, when you say drinks, I'm assuming you mean alcohol.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you don't want people to, you know, you can't afford to or want to pay for alcohol, you just say no alcohol will be served. And then if people want to go outside of the room that she rented with and get them some alcohol, that's different. But if you invite people to, you know, your venue, even etiquette experts say you're not supposed to have a cash bar. You're not supposed to have your guests pay anything. They are your guests. You're inviting them into your home. There's no price to pay to be there to make the celebration. But, you know, I know a lot of people do that. I mean, I had a wedding. I didn't have a cash bar or no bar. I had no bar because you go home and drink your own alcohol, own liquor.
Mm-hmm.
So because I didn't want to pay for alcohol because I don't drink, and then I didn't want people to have to bring cash to pay for alcohol, so it just there was nothing there. But, you know, that's sort of one of those lines where, okay, but at least she covered the cost of the meal. I mean, a lot of people listening have showed up at events, been invited, and didn't realize that they had to pay, and then all kinds of arguments and discussions ensued when it came at the end of the evening. The stories that I've heard from after writing this, you know, one couple invited people to this expensive restaurant and thought the guests should pay, didn't tell the guests this, and they had to call the police because nobody wanted to pay the bill. Crazy stuff happening. You know, and it's just because, again, people are trying to host up other meals. And you know what? Something that Betty said that really, really bothers me, because we put pressure, financial pressure on a lot of people to show you that you love them by what you spend. We do it at parties. We do it at weddings. We do it at Christmas time. There should be no cost, absolutely no cost, for you to be someone's friend. And furthermore, as my grandmother used to say, you need to get out of people's pocket. You don't know what people's financial situation is. You know they have a good job, but you don't know what kind of debts and things that they have. See, I work with a lot of people, people who have no job, have very little income, and high six figures. So I've seen people's budgets, and people you think have money don't have no money. Mm-hmm. They're mired in debt. And so you think, oh, they can afford it. You don't know what people can afford. And sometimes people will try to do something to please you. Like all you people having these designation weddings, and if you really love me, you're my best friend, you'll come, you'll sacrifice to spend that money. That is absolutely crazy because you don't know what kind of financial pressure people are under. So get out of people's pocketbook. If you want to show, you want to have a celebration and you can't afford the tab, then have it at your home.
Yeah.
Have it at your church hall. You know, that does, you know, do what you can afford. Stop hosting above your means.
There you go. And before I go back to the phone lines, this is something that's really interesting because I think Lily, who just inboxed me on Facebook, she says first, $30 isn't that bad, but there should be a limit or a budget on how much is spent per month for these extracurricular activities, which I think is a good idea. But then she says she has passed on destination birthday parties. And I think you could also put weddings, destination weddings, into that category as well. Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Alan calling from Chicago. Hey, Alan, how are you?
Harold, good brother. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine. You got in. Michelle's on the line. What do you have to say?
All right, man. My dreams come true, but I love it.
He's president. Alan is. He's my fraternity brother. He's in Chicago, Michelle. He is also president of the Michelle Singletary fan club, Chicago chapter.
I absolutely am. On tonight's topic, I just want to say, either way, I think the decision is, you know, and I know this kind of goes against the grain, is if you can't afford to do something, just don't do it. If you can't afford to host a party, don't host a party. If it's not within your financial means to go to something where you have to pay, then just don't go. I think a lot of times people want to do things or they don't plan in advance and they think everybody else is supposed to compensate for that. And that's where we run into problems where, you know, somebody says, I want to host a party, but they really can't afford to do that and they expect everybody else to chip in, which is not very classy, I don't think.
Okay.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I may sound a little harsh, and I know people are like, well, I wouldn't want to be her friend. I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm one of the best friends you will ever have. and I'm not trying to be immodest about that, but you know what? I'm loyal, and I will help you out. There are people who've lost their jobs. I've made their car payments while they lost their jobs. You know, I sent a niece to college when her parents couldn't afford. So, listen, I know how to help folks, but I think that this idea that you are entitled to a party and I'm entitled to help you pay for it is wrong. And again, I see people's budgets. I see what's going on with y'all money. And you cannot be, even a $30 dinner for someone is a bill. It's $30 in your retirement fund so that when you retire, you're not trying to lean on your children who are now trying to start out on their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see what's going on with people and all this financial pressure to do stuff. What happened to just being with people? What's wrong with having your celebration at your home and saying, come, you know, I have some cake and some Kool-Aid and let's just love on each other? Why we got to go out to restaurants that we can't afford? Why do you got to rent a banquet hall because you retired? Why can't you just have people come over your house and just reminisce about all the years that you work and you glad that you don't have to be, you know, go to a 9-to-5 anymore? Stop doing what you can't afford because it's hurting you. It's hurting your legacy. It's hurting your retirement fund. And you're putting a lot of pressure on people who don't know how to say no. I love Alan said, just say no. But there are a lot of people who can't say no. They feel guilty to say no. Of course, I don't. I don't have no problems with it because I know who I am. I know what kind of person I am. And, you know, and you're not going to be in my pocket. I spend 10% of my income giving to my church so that they can help the community. And so you're not going to guilt me into coming to nothing.
All right.
Because I want you to have financial freedom.
202, Alan, good to talk to you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about going broke attending birthday celebrations? Should you have to pay for your meal when you're invited to one of those celebrations? Now, Michelle, here's another thing that was mentioned earlier. I attended a Super Bowl party on Sunday, and the Evite and the couple that invited me had invited me to something last month. And in each invite, there was just a statement at the bottom. It just said, BYOL, bring your own, BYOB, bring your own beverage. So during both events, the Super Bowl party this past Sunday, and it was a housewarming last month, they had plenty of food. The only thing that they asked, it wasn't a requirement, but it was an ask, is that if you wanted to bring an alcoholic beverage, whatever it happened to be, to please do so. I don't have a problem with that at all. Your thoughts about that?
It's still against etiquette. If you're having a party, you don't even ask guests to bring anything. Now, people, these days, people are very kind. And, I've met with friends and I've hosted dinners and I provided everything and they showed up with a bottle of wine or, I love tea. So some tea or something like that, out of the kindness of the heart. But you don't ask guests to bring anything. If you're going to have a party and you don't want alcohol or you don't serve it or you don't buy it, but then you don't ask guests, so, hey, you want some cognac, you better bring your own cognac. No.
Well, I've always felt, I was always told when you were going to someone's home, if you've been invited for an event at someone's home, that you do not go empty handed. Now, certainly that could mean a gift of, but I don't think I have most of my friends, they do consume alcohol, certainly not in excess, but they do. And so you get them a drinky poo, get them a little something. We're going to talk more about this on the other side. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tressa from Waldorf, we're going to talk to you next. And on the other side, we're also going to say, if you need to decline the invitation, no matter how much you love that person, what's the best way to do that? We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about paying for your meal when you're attending someone's birthday celebration. Could attending so many of them make you broke? Of course, I'm with Michelle Singletary, financial columnist and writer of The Color of Money at The Washington Post. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tressa calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling, Tressa. What's on your mind? Tressa, are you there? Tressa, give me a call back if you can. So, Michelle, if you feel that you must decline, because honestly, you can't afford it, what's the best way to do that? Should you call? Do you write it in the RSVP? What do you do?
So first of all, absolutely make sure that you respond. Some people feel like they can't afford it. They don't want to hear. They don't want to hurt the person's feelings, so they don't respond at all. And that's rude. So you want to respond to the RSVP, the invitation, the e-bite, whatever. And you don't owe anyone an explanation. You just say, thank you so much for inviting me to this event. Unfortunately, I won't be able to attend, period. You don't give a long explanation. I ain't got no money. What are you talking about? You going to charge me to come to the restaurant? You don't want to get into any of that. One of the columns at the Washington Post, Carolyn Hack, says, an invitation is not a summons. So, therefore, you don't have to answer why you can't attend. You just respectfully decline the invitation. And that's what I do now. Like, if people invite me, they still do, probably after this. Nobody in Washington, D.C. is going to invite me to anything.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But if I do get an invitation and there's, I say, if it's at a restaurant, are you expecting guests to pay? I may inquire, make a couple questions offline. And then if it's like you're trying to charge me to attend your event, then I will simply say, thank you so much for the invitation. I'm very honored that you want to be a guest. Unfortunately, I cannot attend, period. That's it.
Now, here's the other question, because for the most part, we've been talking about formal invitations and the like. But what if it's one of those situations where, you know, one of your best girlfriends has a birthday coming up and you decide that you want to call around, you know, either the five or six closest friends and say, hey, let's just meet at, you know, our favorite, you know, drinking hole. I know you don't drink, so you're already at least $15 up. But you know, now that isn't that different?
It is different. You know, you all kind of deciding, hey, let's just hang out. And then the expectation is that someone is not hosting, you're meeting up, and then you each pay for you. I like separate checks personally. I know that everyone in that situation does it differently. And I think in those situations, there's no right or wrong way, but you need to decide it as a group before you order how you're going to do it. And the reason why I like separate checks is because, you know, now with my really close friends, there's usually not a problem at the beginning of the dinner. I have this, we have this thing called 8 at 8 at my church where four couples get together at 8 o'clock and kind of just support each other, support their marriages. And so we hang a lot. And we each couple just orders their own check. There's never any issue. We let the wait staff know at the beginning that we each going to have our separate checks and then people order whatever they want. I've unfortunately been in situations where it's a large group of people. You just hang in. There's no hosting. And then, you know, people are ordering all kinds of stuff, double appetizers, and, you know, those of y'all who drink be ordering y'all, was it
Cuvassier, I think that's what you're talking about. But not that I know anything about that, but go right ahead.
I don't know nothing about no drinks. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, ordering all this stuff. And then me, you know how frugal I am, so I'm ordering water with lemon, you know.
Well, you probably bring your own lemon.
Yeah, nah, I let them give me some lemon. And, you know, so I'm very conscious of what I spend because I have, you know, I want to be, you know, frugal with my funds. And then the person who ordered the most and got two or three drinks, they the first one to be like, yeah, let's split the check. No, I don't think so. So I've been caught in those situations too often. So now I just, when I'm going out on a party, if it's people I'm not familiar with, I say, well, I'm going to get a separate check. And we talk about it at the beginning. And sometimes there's some rumblings and ask me if I can. Because you get out of my pocketbook.
So when you're thinking about that same example that I used, who should pay for the birthday guest?
The birthday person pays for themselves, but oftentimes people will say, hey, let's pay for the birthday person. But in those informal, let's hang, you're responsible for your own meal. There should be no expectation that people are going to pick up your check. What I find often is people will do it of their, you know, own volitions, and that's fine. But you should not go thinking, yeah, they're going to pick up my tab, because your feelings might be hurt. Because, again, we don't know. You often don't know people's pocketbook.
I understand that you don't know, but I would think, and every time that, you know, I've done something like that, you know, when it was, you know, the guys or something like that, you know, if I say, hey, look, it's Dexter's birthday, you know, let's take him to dinner, okay? And I think that's probably understood, even if I just say, hey, let's get together for Dexter's birthday, I would think that it is understood that the four or five or six of us guys that are going out, in addition to having Dexter come along with us, that he should not have to pay for anything. It's his birthday. And I think personally that it is just, you know, it's really, really rude if the person has to pay for their own stuff, yeah. And everybody should chip in.
No, everybody should not chip in.
Oh.
If Earl said, let's do this, then you should.
And I would do, and you know what? I would do that.
Right. It's up to you to pay because you made the suggestion. So you would say, hey, let's take him out, and you say, I want to pay for him. Then I'm sure with your group of friends, just like with mine, we're like, oh, no, we'll help you with that. But you don't say to the other folk, let's pay for them. You say, let's take them out, and then it's up to them whether to chip in. You can't you know, or you can say, hey, I think that we should take him, we should take him out and pay, and then maybe give them the chance to say whatever, but now you put them on a spot. So the thing is, you don't want to put people on a financial spot. So if you want to do that, then you take it under, because it was your suggestion, you're organizing it, you're asking, then you pay for the birthday person. And more than likely, other folks will chip in. But you don't, you stay out of people's pocketbook.
Okay. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Teresa calling from Waldorf. Hey, Teresa, what's on your mind?
Hi. So I had a 50th birthday party a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I struggled. I mean, just I had to almost fight tooth and nail with my planner and with the manager of the location because neither one of them wanted me to have an open bar. And I didn't want to do it. We finally settled. Well, I finally said the day of the party that I would pay for everything except for liquor since I don't drink. My intent was originally to pay for that too, to pay for everything. But they really, really discouraged me against even having paying for the beer or wine or even the sodas. And at one point, my planner said, well, we'll give them each a ticket so they could get a drink. And I still thought that was wrong.
It was wrong, and I would have gone to a different venue. Well, how are they telling you that you can't pay for people's drinks?
Right. And she said, well, you know, if you have an open bar, people are going to get top-of-the-shelf liquor. They're going to drink half of it. They're going to get 3 and 4 drinks. I mean, they kept giving me all of these reasons why
well,
I shouldn't
I don't know
do
a
it.
Lot about drinking, but I do know that you can say, I don't want top-of-the-shelf. I could say, what is it, Harold? You know what it is. What's that other term when it's not top-of-the-shelf? It's just
a rock gut, perhaps?
Right, whatever. Moonshine or whatever.
I don't know. Four Roses. I don't know. Harvey's Bristol Cream.
That's the price that you pay when you host. I mean, you've hosted things at your home, and you've had sodas, and people pour a whole glass and then drink half of it, you know. I mean, I've gotten to the point now when I have something in my house, instead of buying the full bottles of water, I'll buy the half bottles because that's about what people drink. So as you become more experienced with hosting parties, you kind of get, I stopped doing cans because people would drink half of the cans, and so I just get, you know, we don't have a lot of soda these days because of all the sugar and everything. But, you know, you figure out ways to host to cut down the cost, but that's the price of hosting. Sometimes you have people come, they RSVP, they don't show up, you got too much food. People come and bring extra people, you don't have enough food. I mean, that's you know, there are party planners out there who are very skilled and tell you that you can expect, you know, a certain percentage of people not to show, and it's either, you know, more food or less food depending on how much people eat. But I wouldn't charge people, and I think they were giving you really bad advice, and I would have found a different venue and say, listen, I don't want people to have to pay for anything. I don't want them to have to get tickets or whatever. And if you can't afford the shelf or bottle of alcohol, just say there will be no alcohol served.
There you go. Well, thank you so much. And good luck when you hit the 60th one there, Tressa. So thank you so much. I've got about a minute left or so, Michelle. So for what do you think is the bottom line? We are in the beginning of the year, and those birthdays are coming around again, and you may have a whole lot of friends. How do you deal with it?
Well, you know, you may, if you can't afford it, you cut the list down. Or you have little mini events where if you can't have 20 people at your house, but you've got 20 close friends or really people you love, you just, you know, throughout the year do something with them. But, folks, please stop hosting above your means. And, listen, I love people to go on Facebook or Twitter, you know, and let me know what they think. I've been using the hashtag guests don't pay. But I think these are the discussions that we have because I love the way you began the top of this, that right now we're talking about the Dow and and people's portfolios. But the hard financial questions are way past your retirement portfolio. It's like the things that we're talking about right now because we can nickel and dime ourselves into debt. You know, $30 here, $50 here, $100 there, or I got to go do this, I got to get this for this person. And next thing you know, all of that money could be going to your retirement or could be going to your kids' college fund.
Mm-hmm.
And so be empowered to say no, and know that that no does not necessarily mean that you don't care for that person, that you don't want to go to their party and pay $50.
Well, there you go. And Michelle, I've always said that you and I should be much closer. So, Michelle Singletary with the Washington Post.
I'm going to invite you to my party, but there won't be no alcohol.
There you go. Michelle, thank you so much. Good to talk
to
you. That is The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, February 6th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna.